just going to live on my income.
Yes, ma'am.
And my bill came. Yes, Bill. $29.42, and I had baked twice, and that was a heating of those chicken pot pies.
Goodness, that's a pretty expensive meal.
Don't you think so?
Is it that way all over town?
I think they look at the meter, and they kind of figure what it was last month. They said, don't feel like coming in to read it. They don't bother. They estimate it. And my neighbor across there bakes everything she has, and hers is 23.
I wonder if you can request them to come out.
I requested them, and she said, I'll send you a card. I said, no, ma'am. I'm a shut in, and I can't go out, and my girl don't know how. So she was going to send somebody, but she never did. So. You can't argue with them. They got you. Because they're higher than you are.
Yes, ma'am.
You just got to take what they say.
That does put you in a tight. So you say that, as far as you're concerned, there would be a difference between junk and antiques then?
Oh, yes, definitely. I'd call junk maybe a doorknob and a broken candlestick holder and, oh, just junk, that's all.
Yes,
it wouldn't be worth 50 cents. But they might use the iron in it, don't you know, for scrap iron.
I see.
But insofar as that is concerned, no. But now an antique, now you see that the red and yellow thing on that table? That candlestick holder?
Yes, ma'am.
Now I wanted $10 for that. It's over 100 years old. It's Bavarian China. Well, it came from Belgium years and years and years ago. People think I'm crazy.
I'm asking, a lot of people would give you more than that, I'm sure.
Well, I haven't contacted them. These vases up here, I have to leave on these vases. They are of Bavarian China.
Oh, yeah. They're pretty.
Well, somebody warned them. She says, I'll give you $25. I said, no, ma'am. She said, well, I'll give you $35. I said, no, ma'am. So after a while, she said, well, would you take $40? I said, no, to tell you the truth, I've had them appraised, and they're worth $250.
Wow.
Oh, I wouldn't pay you that. I said, no, I guess you wouldn't. I didn't expect you to.
Well, they're nice.
Well, unless you find the party that wants them, they are no good. You know what I mean. They mean a lot to me, a lot of sentiment around them. The clock. Somebody wants the clock. Well, that was my mother's wedding present. And it ran until she died. And she died at 9:20 at night. And the clock stopped and it won't go. My doctor wanted that. I guess I'm foolish not to sell it.
I don't think so.
But I haven't got but a few more years I know to live, and I kind of like to look at it. It's like giving away all my clothes. I said, now I was glad I didn't give them all away because I did have a dress to wear to go with that thing.
That's it. Let me ask you about an expression you probably heard. You know, when a woman gets up in the morning, she might go around the house and dust a little or straighten a picture and that kind of thing. What would she probably say she was doing every morning?